This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I'm barely keeping my head up and my arms from twitching. Here it is, last family dinner before I started my new school. And after pulling an all-nighter with Marco so the first episode of our pod can drop right away, I accidentally took an Adderall instead of my Klonopin. I am wired. My inner freakout has been going strong all day.
Yo, Ruben, Jay-Z or Nas?
Oh God, this game again. For the millionth time. He's trying to relate, but come on, Dad, this game is so ancient.
Well, try one on me.
Okay, Anderson .Paak or Future?
Okay, I don't know who those people are.
Ooh, do they have beef?
No, this is just so he has to pick between artists from this decade.
Okay, fine, point taken. Your old man is old. So are you ready?
Ready.
For school, first day at Booker T. Washington STEM Academy. No nerves?
Oh, yeah, nah. I don't know. I guess I'll know when I get there. Nerves? They don't know the half of it. I'm on my last one. You know that feeling when you have a secret and all you want to do is talk about it, but at the same time, all you want to do is keep it to yourself? That's how I'm feeling right now about the podcast. It's out there, live on the internet. And all I can think about is finding out how many listeners we scored.
How was last night at Marco's?
Here we go. Nah, I gotta lie. What if one of their coworkers saw me in the city last night? What if they spoke to Marco's parents and found out we went to the city? What if this is a trap? I can feel their judgment already, even as they smile at me, trying to coax me out of my shell. I can hear my mom call the podcast a little project or a little hobby. She has a way of belittling anything outside her hopes and dreams of me attending college and entering into corporate America. Their vision of my future is so specific it feels like a straitjacket. But I can't seem like I'm bursting at the seams right now. It was fun. We stayed in, binge-watched Netflix.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, okay. No signs of entrapment. They just want to know what I'm up to. But I'm barely holding it together. It has been an endless weekend and they cannot know about it.
What movies did you watch?
Just some comedies. Old stuff. House Party, Friday, Half Baked. You know, Dave Chappelle is hilarious.
Oh, who's going old school now? I remember when I was in college, my buddies and I used to smoke, watch Half Baked. It's fun times. It's good for you and Marco. Best buds to the end.
Oh, they're so out of touch, they don't even know it. My dad used to smoke? It drives me nuts that I get words of encouragement for my lie about staying in and watching stoner movies, but I can't trust them to react similarly if I tell them the truth about my much more ambitious plans. It's worse because I'm freaking out inside, and they can't even tell. It's like, I don't want them to know, and I'm mad at them for not seeing through the lie at the same time. And now I feel a weight of guilt for being so annoyed at them when I'm the one hiding something.
Come on. You know no phone's at the table.
I try to steal a glance at the notification when I go to silence my phone. The text is from Marco. My bad.
Who was it?
Just a text from Marco. They can tell I'm distracted, that I'm not sharing everything. But I know they won't pry. They'll chalk it up to good old-fashioned teenage rebellion. And they know as well as I do that Marco and I are trying to figure out what our friendship looks like now that we're going to separate schools.
I'll tell you what, looks like you're about done with dinner. You can be excused.
Thank God. I do not need to be told twice. I thank them both and rush up the stairs to my room, slamming the door behind me. I blast my own music and whip out my phone, eager for the latest news.
Hey, yo. 12,000 downloads in less than 24 hours. Told you this was gonna be big?
Holy shit. That's an audience. This is gonna catch on. Like, for real. Enough that we can score more interviews. Maybe even advertisers. My mouth is literally hanging open. I can feel my jangling nerves light up inside of me. Whether I'm ready or not, here comes the break. The numbers are unbelievable. An audience this big so fast was not what I was expecting. I feel excited and worried at the same time. This must have been how Ice JJ Fish and Shiggy felt when the In My Feelings dance blew up. I need to talk to Marco about what all this means. What's next? I keep telling myself we were just doing this for fun. That episode was just testing the water. But that was just a way of calming my own nerves. This is happening faster than I thought.
Yo.
12,000? In a day? That's crazy, man.
Right? It's not just people who saw it in my feed either. It's Nevaeh's fans. They found it and shared it around everywhere. I'm surprised it even blew up so quick.
So, what do we do now?
Alright, I set up an email link to a Here Comes the Break account in the episode description, and I already got a message from Maceo Guns Press People. He's an East New York rapper. He wants to be our next guest. Are you free to do a phone interview tomorrow? We gotta keep booking these if we want to post regularly and build a following.
Oh, man. Tomorrow? Yes, I can make it work.
Bad. Strike while the iron's hot and all that, right? Aw, damn, my parents are calling for dinner. We'll talk tomorrow, man. Sleep well. You earned it, Mr. Podcast Host.
Sleep. There's no way I'm sleeping after that news. And I've been on a two-day tear. I'm practically delirious right now. I can't even sit down. I immediately begin pacing around my room thinking of how I'm going to record this interview without my parents figuring it out. Maybe use the basement? No, my closet. Yeah, better sound protection. And I need questions from Maceo Guns. Not the obvious stuff the other interviewers are asking. You know, the basics. Who's your biggest influences? What's your next project? No way. I have to dig deeper and ask questions about things that matter. You know, about their family and fears. The stuff that our listeners can relate to. Holy shit, we have listeners.
Reuben?
Mom?
You sure you don't want to come downstairs for dessert?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, see you in the morning. My son thinks he's too cool for Mom's apple pie with whipped cream.
Damn. Vibe killer. I can't blame her for trying, but there's too much going on with me now that she and Dad just wouldn't understand. Now that I'm pursuing internet fame on my own, I feel like our relationship is haunted by their reaction when I went viral before. The twitchiness in my limbs from the mistimed Adderall is fading and I'm crashing down hard. It's dawning on me that I'm being funneled into this new STEM school to keep my future on the safe, predictable path. To them, I've been the obedient son, taking the transfer in stride, not doing anything out of the ordinary. But I've become distant. And making Here Comes the Break with Marco is already turning out to be out of the ordinary. It's flirting with the same kind of future that had them so confused and rattled back in my Vine days. I start to feel dizzy. I think back to the Nevaeh Jolie interview. And what was her advice to kids trying to get their parents' support? Keep your grades up. Even better advice from me, starting at a new school and all. So I take a deep breath and turn to one of the coping mechanisms that I've been taught for dealing with this stress. I decide to meditate. not a very well-practiced meditator. I'm usually too amped up to settle down like that and stop thinking, but even if I'm still experiencing racing thoughts while I close my eyes and focus on my breathing, the practice helps. I feel the pressure in my chest lighten up. Remind myself to let the thoughts speed past me without latching onto them. To be mindful but not caught up in all the contents of my mind. It's a lot harder than it sounds. The first wave of thoughts is happily about the interview. Figuring out where to record it, what questions I should ask. Those thoughts are pleasant and letting them drift past me is nice too. Makes me feel like I'm accomplishing something even in my passive state. The second wave of thoughts is the thornier family stuff. I imagine my mom and dad finding out and blowing their tops.
How could you not tell us about this?
You're shutting this account down right away, young man.
I can't help but cling on to these thoughts and feel my own anger. Even though I'm just imagining it, it feels real to me. I have so many unresolved frustrations from when they shut down my Vine account, but I was too young to understand them then, and it's been too long to flip out on them about it now. It's like this landmine of emotional damage buried in our family history, and I'm dancing around it trying to make this podcast. I can't begin to explain what I'm doing to them until I'm less angry at the thought of it. I gotta defuse this landmine somehow. Eventually, I'm able to let these thoughts pass from my mind, too. I can feel the anger. That's okay. I just don't want to be caught up in it. Running in circles in my own head. Ping-ponging back and forth between my excitement and my frustration. See? I can only sit and meditate for a few minutes at a time. Like I said, not very good at it. But it was enough. Panic attack fades, and to keep it at bay for the rest of the night, I turn to writing my interview questions, researching my subject, the work. Tomorrow's phone call with Maceo Guns will be here before I know it, and I'm going to crash hard. I jump up from my desk hours later, woken up by light peeking through the windows. Shit. I finally crashed for my pill mix-up. What time is it? 6 o'clock. Damn, I have to interview Maceo this afternoon and I haven't done any prep. In my foggy, half-awake state, it only occurs to me now. Shit! I have school today! The whole weekend has been such a blur and I've been so caught up in Here Comes the Break. I rush around my room, putting together a bag and stuffing it with notebooks, pencils, all the usual crap. There was an orientation packet that came in the mail. I'll need that. Where did I put it? I pull it out from the drawer of folders where I must have thrown it weeks ago. That's about right for the amount of headspace that I've given school lately. I feel like I've been on autopilot in my own life. I pause for a beat, and I take in the well-lit photo of the STEM campus complete with stock photography full of smiling multicultural students photoshopped across the front page. Ugh, I can barely stand to look at it. It reminds me of my frustration with my parents. Now I'm headed to the belly of the beast. Booker T itself. And I'm gonna have to find time to do my interview prep during the school day. The first school day of the new year in an entirely new school. Ugh. With my backpack loaded, I grab some toast from the kitchen and hit the train station. I can't forget to make my transfer. I make it to homeroom just in time to bust out my notepad and pull up some of Maceo Guns' music on my phone for inspiration, but not enough time to actually get any work done. Bell rings for first period. I cram everything back in my bag and keep an eye towards study hall. I gotta admit it. I don't know if it's the fresh green juices that they make in the cafeteria, the fab labs or recording studios, but this school is a vibe. The teachers here are progressive. They're young and woke. That helps make classes less of a snooze. And the lectures and conversations are more than interesting. They're actually invigorating.
But Mrs. Donnelly, isn't it also true with the democratization of the means of production, there also comes
There's this cute girl with blocks in my audio lab class. I catch her sizing me up while the teacher goes on about a semester-long project. For a first day, this is going pretty well. Except the interview prep. Bell rings again for study hall. Finally, I get a chance to sit with my notepad and headphones and write out my questions. The day's almost over, but not for me. The bell rings one last time, but I've still got the interview ahead of me. I have to get home fast enough to record this in my closet before Mom calls me down for dinner. With school out, I book it for the train station and make my way back out to Far Rockaway. The train ride to the end of the line has never felt longer and more drawn out. When I'm finally off the subway, I rush back home, through the door, and straight up the stairs. Finally a breather. I pause for a minute and take the whole day in. I'm loving this podcast work so far, but it's definitely already putting a strain on my attention and energy for my family and schoolwork. Mom and Dad are going to notice eventually. I guess I'll just have to play it off as struggling to adjust to my new school. Of course, that plan's complicated by the fact that I'm actually enjoying my new school so far. But I guess it'll do for a cover story. With a little bit more time on my hands, I start assembling my closet studio. Shoving all the hanging shirts to one side, awkwardly squeezing my desk chair until it fits inside the closet. For now, we're still pretty bootleg quality. I'll record the call on my phone and send Marco the audio file. I check the time. Interview's coming up close. 15 minutes.
Reuben, you home?
Hey, Ma.
You shot right up the stairs. Is everything okay? Can I come in?
I hate that. She asks if she can come in and then opens the door without a response. It's a small thing, but it speaks to the lack of freedom and privacy I have in this house. Of course it gets under my skin. I freeze up, hoping she doesn't see the chair in my closet and ask what's up.
Your father's making short ribs. We want to hear how your first day went.
Great. When's dinner?
Almost ready. 15 minutes. Half an hour tops.
Okay. Oh man, that's going to overlap with the interview. I'm really going to have to keep it tight. Text me when it's ready. That should keep from accidentally interrupting the interview. I see a flicker of concern pass through my mom's eyes. And I get it. I've been running around like a madman for the past 4 days. I'm just starting to book a tea, and I'm keeping Here Comes the Break from her. Her spidey sense is going off. But she doesn't push. Not now.
Okay, I will.
As she walks away, I feel a fresh wave of anger. But this time it's at myself. I'm mad at her and my dad that I can't talk to them about Here Comes the Break, sure. Angry they shut down my first shot at the internet fame and we never really talked about it. I'm mad they transferred me to the STEM school and I just went along with it. I'm just all around pissed off and I don't know how to express any of it to them. It's just a shitty situation all around. But I noticed something else about my reaction. I'm not panicking. I've got an interview coming up any minute. I spent the day scrambling at school, and Mom and Dad are knocking down the door, and yet, I'm excited. I feel good. It's not like it was at the show the other night when I almost had a panic attack at the door. I'm exhilarated. This podcast is good for me. Now I've just got to keep it growing under the radar long enough that my parents can't shut it down when the truth comes out. There it is, our second interview, calling me personally. Here Comes the Break, episode 2. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now, back to the show.
So tell our listeners, who is Maceo Guns? What is your music about?
Well, yeah, like, we don't see stuff like where I'm from. Like, we see the same thing. Like, we come outside. I'm from East New York, too, so we come out. Cars running this down, you feel me? It's deaths, murders, and all of that. So I'll just be doing it for that, like to show people, like, we ain't gotta be in this. It's more to life than this. Like. So that's why I kind of come off the way I do with my music. I'm only 20 years old, so I've seen a lot. And it's just like certain ways you can't move. Like, coming from where I'm from in East New York, you can't move a certain way regardless. You know, you slip up one time and it's over. You do the wrong thing, it may cost you a lot. You feel me? So we can't move crazy anyway. So that just come with it. We just learn that as we growing up. I ain't gonna front. Sometimes I do be getting caught up in a little mix up and all of that, but I be having people around me. Feel me? Thank God, like, I got the people around me that always keep me on focus. But when it come to stuff like that, you know, everybody wanna be a rapper. Everybody wanna do something. Everybody wanna be lit. But when it comes to me, this is what I really do. When it comes to music, that's me all the way.
I feel that. You know, it really is about the people around you. And can you speak a little more to your circle of trust? You know, those people around you?
When it comes to that, but as the artist part coming along, it's crazy because it be a lot of love. People that never showed you love before start to show you, like, when you start getting a little notoriety.
Yeah.
It be like, damn, I was the same person before. You feel me? I was doing the same shit before, so why you trying to show me so much love now? People that been with me, a lot of people been with me when I was down, I was broke, I had money. I done spent all my money and having more money. So they know what's up. It's genuine. They ain't no faking it. You feel me? Vice versa.
What's your setup like? Do you mostly record a studio or do you have a setup at home?
Now I be in the studio 24/7. I don't like being outside the studio because when I'm outside the studio, it's easy for me to get in trouble. So I like being in the studio. I like to lock myself in the studio. But before I really started being on some studio shit, I was recording all my songs in the crib. No, I still got songs that's coming out that's from the crib. That's crazy. But yeah, I used to record in my room. Same me living in my mom's. Now I feel like that got a lot to do with how I found my sound because I was engineering my own stuff for a little minute. So once I got back in the studio and I started recording with engineers, like, I know how I want everything to sound. I can pinpoint where this go, where that go, stuff like that.
I've heard you have an archive, music you make but don't ever release. How many songs you think you've written?
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie. I probably got right now, like, at this moment, that's crazy that you asked me that because I just was thinking about that. At this moment, I gotta say, like 700 songs.
Yeesh.
Got just throwing a beat. However I'm feeling at the moment, I say however I feel, come up with something. You mix it, master it, case may be, bounce it, you listen to it. If I like it, I'll put in, I got like my certain folders. So I got my favorite folders, then I got the, I'll go back to a folder. Like it'd be times that I'll just do a hook and leave a verse open and then put it in the archive folder and then go back to it probably like 3 months later and then put a verse on it. And then it come out fire. So, you know what I mean? It's just like a little work process that I got.
700 songs, that is a lot, man. In your track, Whispers in My Head, you say the voices in your head may be the demons.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all have inner critics. So how do you cope with the voices in your head?
Well, we all got demons that we fight. My demons really be the streets and stuff and choosing wrong between right, because you could want to do right and the only lane is for you to go wrong. I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people don't really talk about it like that, but I don't really care though. But I deal with anxiety too sometimes. I gotta be moved, like I gotta shake my leg or something like that when I go to sleep, you feel me? Cause I done been through mad shit, feel me? Talking about getting shot at, like shit like that, going through crazy shit, you feel me? Voices in my head, I did that like at a crazy time. That's why I couldn't make it out, cause I really wanted to get out the hood. It's like, damn, like I'm tired of this shit.
Last question, what do you want your legacy to be?
All I want my legacy to be, I want to be the one that people think about and be like, he really stood on his ground. He really knew what he wanted to do and did it and put that before anything. He really put 100% into what he did and changed the atmosphere around this music shit, like to where everybody, not even music, just life, period, like that. Anybody feel like they can do something, just put 100% into it and do it. All the adversities, all the obstacles and all of that, you feel me? Just stick through it. Like, if that's really what you want to do, give it your heart. And whatever achievements that come out of that, you feel me? That's just your reward for staying loyal to what you believe in and staying loyal to what you stand on. That's what I want people to remember me by, like.
Yo, that was our interview, and Mazio has blessed us with a fresh track to break for you right here on Here Comes the Break. As always, you know the drill. That's coming right up. This is Mask On. Time to get your listen on.
And now an exclusive track from Mazio Guns.
Yo, you at?
I'm home. I sent you my
answer. All right, pull up in the studio right now. Don't give me that face. You mean get my check? I got you.
Told him I'm sorry, touch on me, I'ma kiss on you. I got some things that we can do, it's me and you. Told him I'm sorry, kiss on me, I'ma touch on you. I got some things that we can do, it's me and you. Jumpin' that new Benz, it go skirt, skirt. Every on her, but she know how to make it work, work. Let me hit it off them perkies, left it hurtin'. Shorty know I'm in my bag, I'm in my Birkin. I can't be around no bro bitches, I'm curvin'. So I stay on shorty metal like a turban. I been on the parkway swervin'. It ain't bought a bag, then it's worthless. Told her mama sorry, touch on me, I'ma kiss on you. I got some things that we can do, it's me and you. Told him I'ma slide, kiss on me, I'ma touch on you. I got some things that we can do, it's me and you. Got that shit that got her coming back like an addict. No mama never been in love with a savage. She know a young nigga on the road for the back end. All these other bitches on my phone bringing baggage. Christian Dior's on her when she walk for the fashion. Anything she want, on mama know she can have it. Ayy, nice jetty, they be on her when she passing. Ayy, she a baddie on the low, she got me on my song. So you know I told her slide, aye. Touch on me, I'ma kiss on you. I got some things that we can do, it's me and you. Told him I'ma slide, kiss on me, I'ma touch on you. I got some things that we can do, it's me and you.
Here Comes the Break is produced by Double Elvis in partnership with iHeartRadio. Executive produced by Def Jam Recordings. Executive produced by and starring Asante Black as Ruben. Produced by Daniela Perkins, who plays Janelle. Bobby Sias as Marco. Christopher V. Edwards as Dad. Remy Cornell is Mom, and Taylor Bettinson. Written by Taylor Bettinson and Nakia Hill. Artist interviews conducted by Nakia Hill. Directed by Christopher V. Edwards. Mixed and edited by Matt Tahaney. Sound recording by Colin Fleming. Music elements and production by Ryan Spraker. Additional production support by Jamie Demas. Executive produced by Jake Brennan and Brady Sadler for Double Elvis. Special thanks to Oren Rosenbaum, Shelby Shankman, Sarah Kowaney, and Jordan Gorelick at United Talent Agency, Beck Media and Marketing, Barack Muffet at Universal Music Group, Rich Isaacson, Lynn Gonzalez, Charlene Thomas, Marissa Pizarro, Gabriel Cesariero, Jessica Manorino, and Naya Fleming at Def Jam Recordings, and Connell Byrne, Carrie Lieberman, Will Pearson, Noel Brown, and the entire iHeartMedia team. To hear bonus content, meet the cast, and go behind the scenes of Here Comes the Break, follow with Double Elvis on Instagram or visit DoubleElvis.com.
Endless diets and weight loss struggles. It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.